Yeah. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. Okay. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Yeah. We're gonna start in about 10 minutes. Know what that means? Yeah. This is just a random pop-up live. I saw something on YouTube I wanted to go over specifically. Plus, I forgot to talk about something I wanted to talk about on yesterday's live. So, let's get started. Bear with me. We're getting started. So, menace to society. I want to talk about a scene in Menace to Society. The scene I want to talk about is, well, before I get started, put a why in the chat if you've seen Menace to Society. Why in the chat if you've seen the movie Menace to Society. I should have had it pulled up. I really should have had it pulled up. Let me see if I can pull it up without ending the stream. If I end the stream by accident, you know what to do. Come right back in. Let's see. Screen still good. Yes, sir. All right, let me know if anything go left. All right. Y'all still with me? Y'all can hear? Bear with me. All right, this the part right here.
All right, nigga, chill.
So obviously, on this part, they were sitting at the light, something I guess you ain't supposed to do in L.A. in 90-something, 92. You ain't supposed to just stop at the light late at night. Might get a gun put to your dome piece. So, this is the exact part I want to go over. Obviously, gun to his dome, told him to get out the car. Now, if you haven't seen this scene, he told him to get out the car like 20 times, you know, but let me play it.
Can't get out the car, man. I ain't going like a chump.
Now, let's go over that. He says, Kane, get out the car, man. I ain't going out like no chump. Now, I ain't a street dude. Let's just use common sense here. He got the gun to your dome. Like, you're not, there's nothing you could do at this point. Just get out the car, man. Just get out the car. They got you, bro. You ain't soft. You ain't a punk. There's really no way out of this situation alive if you do anything other than get the hell out the car. But he told his cousin, Kane, get out the car, man. I ain't going out like no punk. And that line right there is really what I want to break down.
Nigga, don't make me rush you. Get your ass up out the car. Get up out the car. All
right.
Get up.
Now, he's going to try to pull a gun from under the seat to shoot this dude before the guy who carjacked him shoot him, even though he already got the gun to his head. So this is impossible, as you could have predicted. He's not going to get that gun from under the seat to shoot that dude before he blow his brains out. So let's break this down. He would rather die, because this is a suicide mission. He would rather die than go out like a punk and have to go back to the hood and tell the homies, I let some nigga take my shit. Now, Nipsey Hussle did an interview about this very scene. And he said, because he's from L.A. He's a rapper, if you haven't heard of him. And he said, where I'm from, basically, a nigga can't take your shit. You can't let a nigga take your shit. You can't even come back outside if you let a nigga take your shit. So basically, he was saying, it's better to die that have to go back to your bros and, you know, get clowned for having somebody take your shit. Now, this is obviously retarded. Now, but we're going to break it down because this is the mentality that a lot of people have. And I even did a poll on my channel where I said a statement like, I'd rather die than go out like a punk. And like 80 to 90% of people who voted said, yeah, I agree. I'd rather die than go out like a punk. The thing is, what is going out like a punk? we have to define our terms. I mean, obviously, that's a general statement. It depends on what the situation is. But this is an example we could use. In my opinion, a nigga just rolling up on you, putting the gun to your head, saying, you know, get out the car before I blow your brains out, and you get out the car, to me, that's not going out like a punk. You don't stand a chance. It ain't like the nigga ain't have a gun and he just pulled you out your car and said, nigga, do something. Then, okay, we could say you got punked. But the point is, look, and I know somebody who had a situation like this where somebody tried to carjack him. They got in the car, pulled the gun out on him, and the dude I know actually tussled the gun out the hand, the dude's hand, and shot him. But, I mean, I think that was dumb, but some people have a mentality like, you ain't taking my shit, so you either gonna kill me or you gonna take my shit. Don't be like this, guys. You know, your life can't be replaced. The car can be replaced. But the point that I want to make is, ego and pride is crazy, man, when it get to this point. Don't let your ego and pride get to this damn point where you willing to lose your life over some goofy shit. So back to the statement. You know, would you rather die than get punked? I'm going to say flat out right now, there's a few exceptions, but as a general rule, no. I'm not going to die just so I can say somebody didn't punk me. So, you know, okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say a dude just punched me in my face. And I'm caught off guard, so I'm stunned a little bit, but whatever. He punched me in my face, and then he say, I dare you to punch me back. I got the pistol on me right now. I'm going to blow your head off if you punch me back. I'm not going to punch him back. I'm not about to lose my life over some goofy shit like that. Like, and there's a lot of guys out there, no, hey, you ain't punching me without getting punched back. I don't care. If you shoot me, you shoot me. I'm punching back. That's fucking stupid, bro. Like, I really want to talk this out with some guys in the comment section. Like, obviously, if, you know, your family member, if you're trying to protect your family members or something, okay, cool. Obviously, you willing to, you know, take that long nap for the sake of protecting your family. But something stupid like that, somebody shoulder check you, and I'm supposed to black out every time somebody disrespect me or do some goofy stuff like that. No, man, you can have it. If you think you punked me, if I could walk away from a situation and somebody think they punked me, but I could walk away with my life or walk away not having a murder case on my hand, then that's a win for me. If the crowd think I got punked, so be it. I don't think I got punked, and that's all that matters. I look at it like I just avoided some bullshit that could have lost me my life or, you know, had me sitting in the jail cell with a bunch of men for, you know, the rest of my life. So it's a win for me. If the crowd think I got punked, so be it. So that's really the point that I wanted to make with this scene. This young man would have rather died than had to go back to his homies and seem like he got punked. And that's fucking stupid. That's the point that I'm trying to make. If your boys think you not getting shot in the head make you a punk, you need to get some new boys or be like me and just be a loner. Flat the fuck out. I'm not trying to impress the crowd. Well, y'all know me. I don't want to fit into a group. I don't want to fit into any group ever. It disgusts me to fit into a group. Flat out. I want to live by my own rules, my own standards, all that. I'm not trying to conform to what the group going to accept or not accept. Or what the group going to clown me for. But that was a long tangent. Any thoughts? Somebody let me know something in the chat. Anything in the chat. Obviously, this dude got smoked.
All right, nigga, I'm coming.
Break yourself, nigga.
Yeah, you know what happens next. All right. The reason I did this live, this pop-up live. Well, before I get into that, let's do my normal spiel. Everybody hit the like button. Oh, yeah. And somebody just said it's a bunch of men who crash out for a chick. I might have to go on a tangent on that, too. But everybody hit the like button. I got 13 people watching me. And I only got 8 likes. Show some respect. R.I.P. Sinful to P. Take your fat ass finger and hit the like button. Now, what was I about to say? Okay. Donations. I prefer Cash App and Streamlabs because they don't take a cut. YouTube takes a 30% cut of this YouTube stickers and YouTube Super Chats. But if that's the most convenient and that's how you want to donate, go for it. 70% of a dollar is better than nothing. So if we make $15 this first hour, it guarantees a 2-hour live stream tonight. If we make $25 the whole live stream, I will do an extra bonus live stream sometime this week. And this live stream is going behind the paywall immediately after I end the live stream. So join the membership because it gets you 2 to 3 exclusive live streams plus bonus live streams like that, this that you might miss that I'm going to put immediately behind the paywall. So it's probably just a bunch of live streams behind the paywall you probably didn't even know exist if you missed the live stream. But I did this pop-up because a really big, I was going to call him a red pill creator, but I think he's denouncing the red pill now. Now he's just like a woke. He's fighting against the woke. He didn't go woke, but he says he's a fighting against the woke channel now, and he's not really identifying as red pill. So now he's saying dating isn't that bad in this video. And he dissed Taylor the Fiend, somebody I watch every day. And not that I care that he dissed him. I mean, hey, if you want to diss him, diss him. But it was a bullshit diss. I mean, I don't got to come to it as a defense, but I'm coming to the defense of logic. Shout out to Taylor the Fiend. But yeah, he's kind of shitting on the red pill a little bit. And he got some good points, but he got some bullshit points too. So that's why I wanted to do this live. But before I press play, yeah, dude's crashing out over a chick. That's the dumbest thing you could do. I mean, if it's your wife, but even then, it's like, I'm going to put it like this, man. I'm turning down all fights if possible. I'm turning down all arguments and all fights if possible. I mean, obviously, if you swing on me, then it's on. The war is on at that point. It ain't no turning back at that point. But anything short of a motherfucker punching me or one of my loved ones in the face, I'm avoiding all fights and arguments. And I'm de-escalating to the to the most of my ability any situation like that. Nigga could talk, oh, you a bitch ass nigga. Okay, God bless you. You know, Jesus loves. And I'm just going to walk away because it's not worth it. And somebody who blacking out like that over something petty and stupid got mental and emotional issues anyway. You're not going to out-retard a retard. Like, you know what I mean? And that retard's from crazy. So if somebody's just trying to fight for no reason, nah, get out of there, bro. Just say Jesus loves you and walk away. But yeah, never crash out over a bitch. Especially, like, if a chick cheating or something, oh, yeah, hey, you can have her, bro. I ain't fighting for her. If I walk in on a chick cheating, hey, God bless y'all. Sorry to bother y'all. Y'all have a good night. The only time I can see, like, fighting over a woman, if I'm just out with my woman and somebody just still on my woman, it's like, okay, cool. Then you could, but even then, well, I don't know. If he's still on it, then yeah, it's on. But what I'm saying is, if somebody just talking shit, you a bitch, your girl a bitch, all right, God bless, and just walk away. But let's get started.
Age?
22.
Are you single?
No.
How long you had a man?
5 years.
And how long have you had a baby?
She's almost 2.
So how much does he have to make to take care of you and your daughter?
At least $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
Food, you know, groceries, car insurance. Diapers, wipes.
Cell phone, internet, electric bill, gas for the car, medical checkups for the kid. There's no way you're supporting 3 people on $1,000 a month. Unless you live with your parents or we all misunderstood the question and it was implied that she'd be working too. But that's beside the point. I'm getting too ADHD about this. We're supposed to be talking about women who don't have insane standards.
Now, how much would you say a man has to make annually to take care of a family of 3?
Annually, overall, at least $30,000 a year.
On just a baby? Or
every expense you would need for a stay-at-home mom and a child.
Jeez, where do these people live? Am I that bad with money? I cannot figure out the math on this. Now she's saying she doesn't work, so I feel like you would need at least $50,000 a year to support a family of 3.
But if he's spending...
Well, look, I mean, yeah, in certain places around the country, you can make certain stuff happen, man. You'd be surprised what people can live off of. You know, you'd be surprised what you can live off of if you absolutely had to. You could make it work. So a family of 3, she's saying $30,000. Yeah, I don't know if they live with parents. I don't know what the situation is. But shit, there's been plenty of families who've made it work on probably $5,000. So you could make anything work. whether that's, you know, hand washing diapers or whatever, you can make something work. Eating ramen noodles all week, you'd be surprised. But this woman is being lifted up as the example of a woman with low standards. Yeah, there's women out there with low standards. There are women out there who are loyal to their men. All women aren't complete dog shit. I know this. But I also want to say this too. I'm not going to jump and say this woman is just so spectacular. I mean, she's getting a free ride. So, yeah, it's not surprising that she's going along with getting a free ride. That doesn't make her a noble woman. I mean, I see all the tattoos on her legs, so that's a red flag for her being a good woman. But she can still be a good woman with tattoos all over her legs. But y'all know what we think about tattoos and what it says about what kind of person you are sometimes, especially as a woman. But I'll give her a pass on that. What makes her so great? Because she got fucked and pushed out a baby? Because she's allowing a man to take care of her fully financially on a low amount? But who cares if it's a low amount? She don't got to work. This is a privilege. So nothing about this says that she's a good woman. Just because she has a kid? Just because she's letting the man pay all the bills? What's so great about that?
$30K a year on both you and your daughter. How much more would he need to make to live comfortably?
Oh, we are comfortable. That's comfortable.
So a family of three could survive off of just $40K a year?
Yeah. It's just not going to be a lavish lifestyle.
Sounds great. She doesn't need frivolous luxury items to be happy. The point is here that for every woman out there who's asking for a...
Well, yeah, that's the thing, man. To me, good women can be content with... Well, no woman is completely content. But you know what I mean. Like, a good woman can generally be content with basic things. Just a roof over my head in a neighborhood where we ain't getting the house shot up all the time and food in my mouth and I got my family with me, I'm good. To the extent that a woman can be good. She's still going to bitch about you leaving a cup on a coaster or something, not leaving a cup on a coaster or something. But generally, she cool. You know what I mean? I said this yesterday, like, women are going to find something to be miserable about even when they're in a happy relationship. Even when they love their man and they don't want to leave their man and they happy with their man, they're still going to find something. You left the toilet seat up. They're going to find something. Their happy place is misery. But we ain't going to focus on that. But yeah, good women are content with the small things in life. The women who have to get more and more and more and more constantly, they'll never be anything close to content or happy.
Guy's bank statement on a first date. There are also the majority of women who are way more down to earth, who don't do things like that and are fine with making things work without an endless supply of expensive material possessions. However, the problem is that there are many creators on the internet these days who show very unbalanced content where, without any nuance, women are always the villain, and there's never anything like, hey, I know there's this insane grifter named Tess Holliday who said she's anorexic despite being big enough to be on My 600-Pound Life. But there's also women like Jeanette McCurdy who aren't massive liars, who try to help people with their eating disorders. The problem with the no-nuance narratives in the modern day where people don't go outside is that there are many men whose only experience with women is this type of content. So of course, if all you see is women doing bad things and you have little to no experience with women in real life, even as coworkers or in friend groups, then you're going to think that women are mostly evil gold diggers, which demoralizes people and makes them think that there is no point in pursuing a relationship.
Okay, let's break that down. Are all women pure evil? No. Are all women gold diggers? It's in a woman's nature to want resources in exchange for sex. It's just their core nature. Like, but I'm not mad at that as long as they don't do it in a super predatory way. As long as they're willing to give something in exchange for me or a man giving resources, protection, provision, whatever. Like, there are some genuine women out there. Yes, they still want protection and provision in exchange for sex, but they'll also be there for you, cook for you, clean for you, actually care about you as a person. You know what I mean? So in a sense, yes, all women are gold diggers. Because look, I don't know, because let's not call it gold diggers. Let's call it resource and protection and security diggers or something, whatever you want to call it. But they want something in exchange for the sex they're giving you, period. But are all women evil? I don't know if I would word it like that. Women's nature is a bitch. It really, all women, even the good ones. The good ones are just better at, how can I put it, managing it better, I guess you could say. Or you could say they have pros that balance out their cons. So even if they are a little evil, they're good, outweigh the evil or something. Maybe we could word it like that. But I didn't come to the conclusions I've come to about women based on me creating content since 2017 or me looking at Red Pill content. I always knew something was off about women, even as a kid. But then as I grew older, I start to research and start to put everything together. But I don't base my opinions on women based off TikToks. I've been seeing these characteristics in women since I've been born for decades. So, yeah, this my conclusions about women have come from me touching grass, interacting with everyday women in a bunch of different situations and areas of life. And that's the thing. Red Pill doesn't have to recruit. Like, men realize that modern women are dog shit on their own. We don't need to shove the red pill down their throat. They're going to come to the same conclusion. They're going to come to the same conclusions we have come to if they keep interacting with women. Fucking period. We don't recruit. They find these videos on their own.
The issue is that's not reality. Reality is a lot more like this.
So how much would you want him to spend on a ring?
Over like $300.
But no less than?
I wouldn't care.
I think her heart's in the right place, but $300 is very cheap for an engagement ring. But more importantly, not every woman cares about having a $40,000 ring.
How much do you expect him to spend on a wedding ring?
I don't want him to spend too much. I think he should spend like less than $2,000.
I think what you see on TikTok doesn't describe the majority of women. The majority of women value good connection over what you can buy them. I mean, statistically, it must pan out that way.
Well, yeah, like, see, with my channel, I break down every aspect of female nature. Women being gold diggers, that's not even a big concept that I even cover on my channel. I mean, so, yeah, I would agree most women in society aren't chasing millionaires. They don't even have access to millionaires. But I'll put it like this. If you put a bunch of men in a room and all the women could see how much a dude made over his head, you're going to notice a correlation with women being interested in a dude if he have a whole lot of money. My point with women is something got to be really good about you for women to take a notice to you. Either a lot of money, tall, handsome, something got to be spectacular about you. Super charismatic, something. Yeah, money is just one element. But what woman don't want a man who make a good salary? I mean, maybe not a millionaire, but if you ask every woman in the world, would you rather a man who make $50,000 or $100,000? Of course they're going to say $100,000. I don't think that necessarily make them gold diggers.
Because most married men don't have the price of a new car to spend on a ring. Now, expensive items are great provided that you have the means and a good relationship is already in place, but if they are valued and demanded over connection, like, say, someone with the facial expression of a sociopath like the Wizard Liz or a Manifestel would recommend, then that is a massive red flag. Couples shouldn't be preying on each other's prospects. They should be lifting each other up more like this.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Would you date a man who didn't have one?
Absolutely. Who gives a fuck about any of that shit, genuinely? Who gives a fuck?
Okay, clearly she's drunk. It's a format. A lot of these channels interview women in areas where they know there are going to be lots of people who are under the influence. That's how Hawk Tua became a meme.
Hold on. So if you met a man out here and then he told you, yo, I don't have a whip, you'd still want
to
take it further?
I'd say you need a ride to the airport? I got you.
You pick him up for the first date too?
Of course.
Well, you also got to consider she's young. Do you think when she's 35, she's still going to be willing to date a dude without a car? I wouldn't tell her to date a dude without a car. I don't think that makes her a bitch. Like, if she would have said, no, you at least got to have a car, I'd be like, well, that's reasonable. I mean, yeah, you're a grown man. You should have a car. I don't think that makes her a good woman because she's willing to date a dude without a car.
Cars. I mean, the guy should have a car, but yes, there are plenty of women out there who are willing to make a relationship work despite limiting circumstances. These are generally the women that you want and not the ones who act like perpetual children.
Okay, most of them act like perpetual children. See, this is the not all argument, and I agree. Every woman aren't exactly the same. All women are bad. I get it. But generally speaking, the things that I say about women on my channel are true for most women. That's really my point. It don't gotta be all. It's most, and that's what counts. But this is the point I wanted to make real quick. Do you think she would date a dude with no car and he wasn't handsome and he wasn't tall? No, she would date the tall, handsome dude without a car. You know what I mean? They ain't gonna dive into that aspect of it. Because she's a cute girl. Why would she not get the best guy she can get? I'm not mad at people. Why would a good-looking, tall guy with money not get the best woman he can get? I don't think it makes you a bad person to go for your best option.
Expecting the guy to do absolutely everything in the relationship, such as your average female Instagram influencer does. The benefit of being in a relationship where both parties behave like adults is stuff like you preventing her from doing stupid stuff that's bad for her, and she prevents you from acting out around the police. I don't know if they're in a relationship, but that's the kind of person that you want around you. She might have just saved that guy from getting arrested that night. But
okay, let's go back to that. This is a hell no. This is a hell no. Don't ever let nobody grab your face. Like, okay, I can't even find it.
Expecting the guy to do absolutely everything in the relationship, such as your average female Instagram influencer does. The benefit of being in a relationship where both parties behave like adults is stuff like you preventing her from doing stupid stuff that's bad for her, and she prevents you from acting out around the police. I don't know if they're in a relationship, but that's the kind of person that you want around you. She might have just saved...
No, that's not the type of person you want around you. If a woman grabbing your face like that, she don't respect... I don't care if it was her brother, whoever it was, she don't respect him. Now, maybe she helped him out, so that's the good aspect of this. But no, nah, man. Hell no. Why did she feel comfortable grabbing your face like that? How would she react if you grabbed her face like that in any situation? Even if it was a life-saving face grab, how do you think she would have reacted? A lot more erratic than he did.
Saved that guy from getting arrested that night. But moving back to the depressed and demoralized person who watches YouTube, it's not just with women. There's actually a whole market for content that appeals directly to these people in kind of a pathological way. It's a very weird form of content that friends of mine call loser reveals. Basically, a loser reveal is when people farm how bad their life is going for content. Like, I'm 38 and still living with my parents. You also have, I'm 35 years old and never had a girlfriend before. Now, initially, I was sympathetic towards this kind of content until I learned it's like a proven format for views. Probably the most egregious producer of loser reveal slop content is this guy called Ask Japan, who started out as a Japanese teacher, but after he made this video and it did well, basically most of his videos have the energy of titles like this. I'm 50 years old Japanese man. I am lonely on Saturday night. I play Sailor Moon on Super Famicom.
I mean, yeah, I think shit like this is kind of pathetic. It's like, poor me, feel sorry for me, man. But I mean, I don't know. I'm sympathetic to certain things, but I got mixed feelings about making videos and posting it online and trying to get sympathy. I would respect it more if like guys like this went to a more private outlet, like, I don't know, Reddit or something. But y'all can let me know what y'all think below. But I'm going to ask y'all a question real quick. Let me know in the chat. What percentage of women do y'all think are relationship material in modern America? Drop a percentage below. Girlfriend material. I won't even say wife or mother material, just girlfriend material. Everybody hit the like button, send the donations in, Streamlabs, Cash App, Super Chat, Super Sticker, I'll read your message out loud. And Donations under five, I'll shout you out, get the chat to shout you out. $5 or more, I'll drop the Denzel my nigga meme. For $10 or more, I'll do the whole 30-second meme tribute for you.
Or you have, I'm 50-year-old Japanese man struggling with midlife crisis. My life is miserable. He's done so many videos that are like this that I would say he's milking this for content more than Pegasus milked the Mr. Beast drama. Look at those views. That is a masterclass in slop content. Bravo. I'm not kidding with how popular of a format this is, though. It pulls in so many views that channels like this one are clickbaiting depressed people with loser reveal content as a way of tricking them into watching a self-help video. Not as successful, but the loser reveal meta gets so many views that it spawned the anti-loser reveal meta. Though what's always been fascinating to me is how much information can completely change the trajectory of someone's life. Good information and a willingness to change can exponentially make someone's life better in a matter of like 2 years. But on the other side of that, bad information can destroy people's lives, and there is no shortage on the internet of poorly researched material that is demoralizing people and causing them to burn years of their young lives doing nothing. I've talked about this a lot in terms of the woke stuff, and more recently, I've been talking about how the manosphere demoralizes people with bad or flat-out wrong information. One of the prime ways they demoralize viewers is by being awful at interpreting studies or understanding data, or...
Man, we don't got to get caught up in the studies, man. Reality is in front of our face. Like, generally, the things that Rollo Tomasi say and Fresh and Fit say are true about women. Generally. It don't matter if the stats are exactly correct or whatever. We know based on our experience what's true about women's nature. We see it every day. We've been seeing it our whole lives. We don't got to nitpick statistics or what statistic was wrong or right. They find one, you know, maybe study that was wrong or misinterpreted and try to debunk the whole red pill. It can't debunk the whole red pill. It's too multifaceted. Women, being on bullshit, it's too multifaceted to debunk it with one wrong, you know, study or misinterpreted study.
They're hiding crucial information that doesn't fit their narrative because it will get them less views. Or they don't actually read the studies and they will cite data that they don't know the source of. That happens a lot. And I mean a lot. For example, these spaces love to quote a statistic that stems from this really old OKCupid study that mentions nothing about population size and say, look, women rated most men as unattractive, but forget to mention that women will still talk to these guys anyway.
Okay, talk to them, so what? Respond to their hey message with hey? That don't mean they're going to fuck them. It don't mean they're going to show up to a date. It don't mean that they're going to be in a relationship with them just because she responded to a message. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Do you know who is more exclusionary based on appearance? Men. Two-thirds of men are messaging the best-looking third of women. So, no shit they don't get picked as often. Also, here's a guy who mentions that they don't really discuss how the attractiveness ratings were obtained. That matters because, for example, this totally decent-looking guy with a guitar here might have rated lower because he's a musician and that makes him look broke. Would he have rated higher if he took a picture next to a yacht in a suit or a lab coat in a hospital?
Well, women are more shallow. It don't matter if your face is a certain way or not. She's going to judge your face, the shirt you wore, if you holding the guitar. They're nitpicky as fuck, and they're shallow and superficial as fuck. Who do you think is more likely to get action from the opposite sex? A woman who's a 5 out of 10 or a man who's a 5 out of 10? Exactly. Who's more likely to take a 5 out of 10 serious in a relationship? A woman or a man? Men, we will sacrifice looks to get more character. Like, yeah, she ain't the best looking. She kind of cute, though, but she ain't the best looking. She ain't got the best body, but she down for me. You know, she cool. She got a good sense of humor. We'll take a hit on the looks. Are you really going to try to, like, make the argument that men are more shallow than women? You got to be fucking kidding me.
How much of their physical appearance was related to markers of wealth or this guy's lack of emotion and really terrible hairstyle? Though, to be perfectly honest, this study was removed from the OKCupid website like a decade ago, and the archive is difficult to find, so I think that almost none of these people who are talking about it have actually read the entire thing, yet they'll still quote it constantly, which is very irresponsible. You'll also see stuff like this
Man, listen. women been going after the top 20% men since the beginning of fucking mankind. That we don't even need a study on that. Women aren't realistic with how they date. And this is why the fathers used to pick. It's that simple. It's not up for debate that women go after the top 10-20% of men. That's not up for debate at all. And let me put it like this. Top 20% in their circles. So that's different in each circle. If she's in a skater, she's going to go for the top 20% skater dudes. Now, looking at the skater dude objectively, he's not top 20% in general in the world of men, but he's top 20% in that skating world. So those skating girls are going to go after him. You know, top 20%, you know, chess nerds. The women are going to go after the top 20% chess nerds.
Do a study where they'll say, look at all these single guys. It must be because women suck. Well, did the study say that? Or is it possible that they are single because they never go outside, and women in those age groups are less likely to be single because women typically date older men who have better jobs and are more willing to commit?
More willing to commit? Older men? This is goofy. Let's see. More young men are single than women in the post-pandemic era. Well, yeah, women have way more options than men. Makes sense. And did you just say women are going after older men with money? I thought you were making the argument earlier that women aren't into money like that. Most women are down earth.
I mean, do these people even look at their own charts? It says on the right that there was an 11% drop in men looking for relationships between 2019 and 2022 versus a 3% drop in women. So, no shit, there's a big change from 2019 to 2022 in the number of single men. They aren't looking for relationships as often as they were before. Not to mention that this data was obtained during COVID when it was illegal to go outside, which forces everyone to use dating apps that heavily favor women. Do you want a better chance of success? Stop using apps and go outside.
Well, I say that all the time on my channel. I mean, apps are a waste of time if you're just a regular dude, or even if you're slightly above average. Like, you got to go touch grass. You have a better chance of meeting women if they could see your personality, you know, see some other good qualities about you that they're not going to be able to either see on the dating app. Or here's the thing. Women are so dismissive on dating apps. You know what I mean? So when you actually interface, she can't dismiss you as easily, and she may have to, like, kind of give you a chance, hear you out a little bit. But like I said, the quality of women these days just isn't worth any of that effort. They just aren't. It's going to become harder and harder for simps like this to try to, like, make the argument that women aren't that bad. No, women are that bad. That's why the red pill community blew up in the first place. It's not because it wasn't true.
Seriously, some of these arguments from these groups are so far from reality that you can tell these people haven't interacted with anyone outside of a Discord or a Twitter argument in multiple years. I'm also getting really
That's fucking stupid, man. Most people have to interact with people, even if you are a hermit. I mean, you probably got a job. You probably got to go to the grocery store. Like, people go to school. Like, that's just nonsense. This whole myth of the fucking loser in his mom's basement who don't interact with other humans, it's a fucking myth. People have family members. People have to interact with other humans. Most people have to interact with other humans.
Tired of every loser on the internet using some crazy chick on TikTok to justify why their life isn't going well, followed by statements like this.
But I do think it's crazy.
Okay, he just threw a shot at Taylor Dafoe, saying he's a loser and he's blaming crazy TikTok girls for why his life isn't going well. First off, how can we say that Taylor Dafoe's life isn't going well? You don't know shit about his life. Just because he roasting TikTok chicks don't mean he has a bad life. It's this whole concept of if you make internet videos, you're in your mom's basement and you're a loser. It's not true. It's not fucking true. What about all the millionaires and successful podcasters who get a lot of pussy saying the same thing we saying? I mean, based on your logic, every red pill guy's just a loser in his mom's basement. It's just clearly not true. I don't know what else to say. And so his argument here is that, oh, we're nitpicking crazy girls from TikTok. I'm not nitpicking. All I got to do is go on TikTok. Every video is a crazy bitch talking nonsense. This isn't a small section of women. This is the nonsense we heard before we start making content. This is the crazy TikTok videos is reflecting the women we know in real life. We're not cherry picking the crazy ones.
To justify why their life isn't going well, followed by statements like this.
But I do think it's crazy that I'm about to be 34 and I have no family. Because my dad had two kids by the time he was 27.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you know what the problem is, though? It's definitely not me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he's kind of joking, dry humor, but I don't know.
That was funny. So is this whole Tenet Media thing. Speaking of bad research and bad arguments, let's talk about the black pill. There's a channel out there called Rehab Room who has reacted to some of my content, and he seems to really not like me, so let's look at some of the arguments. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the black pill, its most essential argument is that your ability to get women is solely based on genetics. So if you were born as an unlucky, oofy-doofy, sub-5 out of 10 male, then you have no chance and your life is over. Here's some...
Well, yeah, I'm not black pill. I'm against the black pill. Like, there's short dudes that pull bitches. There's dudes who don't look that good who could get a bitch. I just don't see it as that much of a trophy, like a lot of people see. But yeah, I don't believe that just because your genetics aren't great, you can't get a woman. I don't believe that at all.
Some commentary that Rehab Room did on a Redditor.
Hi, my name is Alina, and I would like you to give you a few reasons why you should consider dating a young Slavic lady. You can choose a potential spouse from Ukraine, Russian, Belarus. Geography is boundless. Have you noticed that Slavic women have become more and more popular? I mean that they are everywhere. In famous magazines, on Instagram as top bloggers, on the runways and on the billboards. More importantly, they are in men's hearts because most of them have everything that an object of fascination is supposed to have. Natural beauty, stunning bodies, charisma and light temper. Yes, these ladies are beautiful. And even you can't deny that a lot of men are physically attracted.
I don't know why I thought this was still the video.
He made a public post on Reddit saying he can't get any matches no matter what he does. I mean, it is really no surprise. He's easily sub-5 in these pictures. Not that he's doing anything wrong, but rather he's looking wrong. That is the problem.
There's actually a lot this guy is doing wrong, and there's a lot of things he can do to improve his odds. For one, he can go outside instead of using dating apps. He can get a decent job, he can lose weight, and he can gain muscle and grow a beard. If he ends up having bad bone structure after the weight loss, the beard will compensate for that. Welcome to fashion. Enhance your good features, hide your flaws. Now, does that mean he's going to get a 10 out of 10 woman after he does that? No, but it will increase his odds of finding someone, and traditionally, unattractive people used to just date other unattractive people.
But unattractive women want attractive men. I mean, it's very clear. Like, most of the women I've covered, I mean, well, I cover some attractive women, but a lot of the women I cover, they're not anything mind-blowing. And they're the ones saying, I want, you know, a tall, handsome, yada, 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 charismatic man. Like, the average 5 has the confidence of an 8 these days, thanks to the internet.
Aren't you guys saying that women should lower their standards? How about you pay it forward? So that's the basic tenets of black pill ideology from what I've researched. Appearance is all that matters in relationships, and if you were born with the wrong features, then just give up. Rehab Room goes on to emphasize this point in sort of a passive-aggressive video reaction to me. Like, he doesn't specifically say that he's responding to me, but he is responding to arguments that came directly from this video that I made a few days prior, so I'm going to assume that this video, Get Better Hobbies, is a response to what I said in the video about Walter, the Starbucks guy. Let's hear Rehab's arguments.
There are very few things on this earth that repulse people and make them cringe more than a sub-5 man with confidence. Today, I am bringing you a prime example of this. Notice the difference in treatment these two dudes get, not only by people they approach, but also people on social media. Like, same hobbies, same openers. The only difference here is their looks.
Okay, so setting the stage here, black pillars have a lot of their own terminology, which means I'll have to translate some things. But Rehab Room is about to compare two photography channels and the types of responses that they get from female strangers. We have 1.6 million subscriber channel Danny Damien versus Z, who has 1.6 thousand followers. Danny literally has 1,000 times his following, so I'm sure there won't be any sort of skill gap between these two creators. Every response they get is going to be due to the fact that Danny is a Chad Light and because Z is a sub-5 male. Sub-5 is incel terminology that means he's less than a 5 out of 10 in attractiveness, and Chad Light is a guy who's like a 7 to 8 out of 10. Not quite a Chad, but almost.
Stacy is any woman that an incel wants but cannot get.
Because the guys, they...
The thing about incels, man... Well, one thing I want to touch on. I break down women to the fucking gristle. This is like surface level stuff. I break down how they act when they get 40 and 50, like how they act after being in a relationship and living with them for 20 years. I break down the whole ordeal when they start losing respect for you after a while. I just go too deep for surface level shit like this. This is like light surface level, like just got into the red pill type shit. I mean, y'all watch my channel. Y'all know how I break shit down. Or, like the different angles I come from. But look, what I was going to say was, the only reason incels are so depressed about not being able to get a bitch, because they never had a bitch and they don't know how annoying women actually are when you get one. Like if they actually had to live with a woman for 10 years, they would have been like, most of them would be like, well, I wasn't missing much at all. This is kind of terrible. I was talking about this earlier. Women aren't good relationship material, just as in general. The only time they're good relationship material when they're just shutting up and sucking and serving. Like, just serve me, and that's the only way you're going to be a likable person in this relationship. When women are really being themselves, saying what they want to say, doing what they want to do, most of them just aren't likable people to be in the same room with. The only time they're likable is when they just shut up and bring somebody something to drink or something. But when they're showing their real personality, most women aren't likable. Only time they're likable is when they're faking being nice and serving people. Most of the time.
They call Chads?
Exactly.
Anyway, let's continue, starting with Z.
Hello, guys. Sorry to bother you. I'm Z. I'm a street photographer. Oh, God.
Brutal, bro. Just brutal stuff, man. I mean, these females ain't even hot. Not even remotely.
Well, yeah, women are rude people in general. It don't really got nothing to do with being hot or not. It's just, it's who they are as people. Their brain is fucked up. Especially in America, they just, no, yeah. Women are just rude, disrespectful people. I'm trying to think how many genuinely sweet, loving women I've ever met in my life. I'm not talking about when they fake being nice, when it benefit them. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when you could tell, like, she's genuinely a sweetheart. Ah. Maybe 5 in my life, and I'm being nice. Most women are fucking cunts. Point fucking blank. Most women are bitches. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's very offensive to a lot of people, men included, so a lot of men included. But here's the thing. Women know most women are bitches. They just don't want to hear a man say it. Everybody pretty much know deep down inside, even the simps who would try to fight me for saying it. Deep in their heart, they know most women are bitches. I wish it wasn't true. I'm not saying this because I want it to be true. I don't want it to be true. I want most women to be sweethearts, but it's just not the case.
Seems polite, positive, smiling, asking people what makes them happy, and people still looking at him like they are in a hostage footage.
Okay, so we didn't have that much time with Z here, and I don't think that this was the greatest clip to choose to introduce him to an audience. A big problem with Rehab's content is that he constantly assumes that everybody knows what he's talking about, which often comes off as confusing, so I'll have to slow things down here a bit. Now, you might have missed it, but I'll remind you that earlier, Rehab Room, in a backhanded way, called Z confident.
There are very few things on this earth that repulse people and make them cringe, more than a sub-5 man with confidence.
I'm not sure if Rehab has poor social skills or if he's experiencing a moment of confirmation bias, but Z doesn't sound confident in this clip. He sounds anxious. Let's hear it again.
Hello, guys. Sorry to bother you. I'm Z. I'm a street photographer. Oh, God.
This doesn't sound confident. The minute they show the slightest disapproval, he rushes his speech and gives up. A confident man would handle the rejection more calmly. So not the greatest example of Rehab's argument that Z was rejected for his looks, and not because most people say no when they're being solicited. Next up is Danny.
And now, let's remember...
I mean, that's true.
I mean, when people live in their life, they don't want to be stopped in the middle of the street. I mean, I don't know if it was because he was ugly or what. But yeah, confidence is key, fellas. You got to work on your confidence. I don't care what the hell you look like or how short you are. Confidence will get you very far in life. Just confidence. Even if you dumb as fucking incompetent, confidence will get you far in life.
But what happens when you try the exact same line as a white shed light? Let's remember this.
Fortunately, it wasn't on, but...
Guys, pay attention to the caption here, okay? The girl's skirt blew up, and they thought he filmed it. If this had happened with the first guy, Z, they would have called in the National Guard, the special forces. They would say, oh my god, such a creep. Are you surprised people treat you this way?
Again, these are terrible...
I mean, look, he's being hyperbolic, and I'm hyperbolic a lot on my channel. I'm just being extreme in some cases for, you know, comedy reasons. I think most of my audience is smart enough to kind of get that when I'm doing that, when I'm making generalizations and being hyperbolic. you know. But let's move on. I think y'all get the point of this video. Been on 57 minutes. Yeah, let's go over some other stuff, though. Send the donations in. Super Chat, Super Stickers, Cash App, Streamlabs. And everybody hit the like button.
Guys, ready?
I took two things that I love, dancing and dogs, and I made them into a successful business. Hi, I'm Ronnie. I'm the owner of Ketatov, and I teach people all over the world how to dance with...
All right. Let's go ahead and get some matches, okay? Okay, so let's go ahead and bring out our first single lady. Hello, welcome in. I'll have you hold that. What's your name?
My name is Cheyenne Sierra Polonese.
Okay.
That was a little extra. All right, let's do the VA vets visual analysis. The outfit, I mean, it's nice. I'll give her, I mean, I don't know about, what is the stockings, leggings? I don't know. The top part of the outfit I'm cool with. The pearls, it's a classic look. I'll give her that. I don't like the baby hair and the weave. She's not bad looking. Let me know what y'all think below. The whole package. 1 to 5 in the chat. 1 to 5 in the chat.
Old government.
Yes.
And Cheyenne, how old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
25, okay. And what do you do?
I'm a high school teacher, and I'm also a content creator.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Now, what are some things you like to do for fun?
I don't want a content creator. It's just a no. It's just a hell motherfucking no. What kind of content creator? That's just vague, too. OF? I mean, what do? You do cooking videos? It's just, that's too vague.
For me, I'm very adventurous, so I like to do, like, extreme activities. I love being outside. But I like to stay home, too. Mm-hmm. So, I just went, skydiving, like...
Oh, hell no. She might need a white boyfriend. I ain't skydiving. Extreme activities? Yeah, usually black people, we ain't into that. We not a monolith, so there are black people who are into that. But I'm just saying, the majority of black people, we ain't into skydiving. We ain't into climbing Mount Everest or whatever the fuck, whatever the fuck they be doing. So, no, I'm cool on this. For me personally, this would be a hell no. I like to just kick back on some chill shit. Maybe go bowling or something. Nothing extreme. Y'all can let me know in the chat, like, if you like doing extreme shit. But not me.
A couple of months ago, I like to do adventurous stuff. Okay. I'm going to see the balloon, pop the balloon. Not pop the balloon.
You are on pop
What's
the balloon.
It called? I'm going on a hot air balloon tomorrow. Okay. So I'm excited about that. Ooh, yeah, okay, so I'm real adventurous.
And now, what are some things you look for in a man?
For me, I want somebody that is a real man of God. Mm. I'm talking about, like, a real one. Someone that is loyal. So if you have, like, somebody in Africa or somebody in Haiti, I could just pop right now. I also want somebody that is a provider, okay, a leader, and Yeah, someone that's fun. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting bad energy. I'm getting a bad vibe. She talking about Jesus and God fearing and stuff. I'm not getting that energy from her. That she's a wholesome, God fearing type of woman.
And now, so what are some of your deal breakers?
Me? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have kids, I'm sorry. Oh.
Okay.
And somebody that's cheap. I'm sorry. I can't do the cheapness.
And okay, let's touch on this. She says she want a provider. I'm just always, I don't like that. I don't like hearing them say it. We know we're supposed to be the providers, lady. When you got to say it, it's a turnoff. We know. But wait, she just said somebody who cheap. No, I think I said this on the other live stream. Wifey material is cheap. Wifey material find ways to save the family money, not find new ways to spend it. So you're off top. You're not wife material based on talk, like based on what you're saying about him being cheap and being a provider. It's giving, I don't want to say gold digger, but yeah, it actually is giving gold digger vibes. Or it's giving just a bitch you like to waste money vibes, and that ain't wife material, to put it simply. Wife material, she cut coupons, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right, cool. So we did get...
Wife material, do the most with the least.
To pop balloons. Okay. Let's go on over there, see what's going on.
Okay.
All right, let's go this way. Okay, if we can have your name and age.
My name is Kim. I'm 27.
You said Kim?
Yeah.
Okay, and Kim, what do you do?
I do a few things. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I own a record label.
This nigga look like a... Shout out to bro, but he looks like a stereotypical poser that would say I'm a serial entrepreneur. He seemed like the dude who trying to look like he got money, but he don't got none at all. I wouldn't want my daughter to pick this dude. I'll just say that. But oh, he already popped his balloon, so cool. But shout out to bro. I ain't hating on him, but we just judging based on what we seeing. I don't get the vibe that he's actually a successful serial entrepreneur. But if he is, God bless him.
I invest in property, I invest in stocks. But to fund all that, I work at a restaurant in downtown Phoenix. I'm a server.
Okay, all
right. Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm not knocking that at all. But I just wish he would have just led with that. It's like people are always trying to come off as like big time. And just even the way he dressing, I get it, man. He's trying to project high status. But I don't know, man. Y'all can let me know what y'all think of them below.
Right. And now, why did you end up popping your balloon?
She said the kids. Yeah, I got a son. He's 3. Aww. That's my boy. He's like everything to me. So, like, you know.
I love kids, by the way. I really do.
For sure.
It's just that's that. What's up. You know, it's a preference.
Yeah. I feel it. And then the thing about that, that's what's up. Because, I didn't want to really have a kid with someone I wasn't going to be with. So, if you find that, that's what you need to chase for real.
Okay.
For sure.
Right. Now, before she said the kids thing, you did have your balloon unpopped.
Shout out to, hold on. Shout out to, who said it? Who the hell said it? Oh, shout out to Neo. He said he looked like a broke ass Diddy. No Diddy. Yeah, he do though. He do look like a broke ass Diddy. Yeah. Diddy before Biggie.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Like, you know, I love a beautiful black woman. The skin tone is crazy. Like, yeah, she's beautiful. And, like, everything she was saying, she's fun, like, to be outside but be home. Yeah, she seemed like she cool.
Okay. All right. Now, is Kim someone that's your type?
He's not really my type, but he's very, very handsome. Shout out to all the guys, by the way. Y'all did that, okay? The Kings did that. But, yeah, you're very handsome.
Appreciate it.
Okay. And what makes him not your type?
He's just a little bit short.
Okay.
And then I just feel like,
next to you, bro, like.
I just feel like I'm not trying to be rude.
No,
but it looks like you kind of like smoke.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And there's no problem with you know, being a smoker. I just don't want to like have the smoker lips.
Right.
Oh, yeah, just a little
lips.
Bit. Yeah.
black lives. Yeah, I feel it. I respect it.
All right. What y'all feel about the dude next to him though, with the bow tie and the jacket? What y'all rating that fit? 1 to 5 in the chat for that fit. 1 to 5 in the chat.
Cool. Thank you. Let's go on over to our next pop balloon. Okay. All right. If we can have your name and age.
I'm Dante. I'm 28.
Okay. Dante, what do you do?
I make music for TV and film. That's what I do.
Nice. Okay. So why did you end up popping your balloon?
She said she can't do a kid. It's not hers. She can't. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how many kids do you have?
I only got one.
Okay.
But, you know, he's 4. Love him. He's like my own little clone. You feel me? Aww. So, I mean, yeah. But other than that, and then also you told a dude he smelled you. I smoke. So, I mean, smoker lips.
And no wrong. You don't got the smoker lips, though.
Okay, cool. Say that. You know, I shot my best. To, you know what I'm saying? Sure I look for
okay.
Okay. Now, is he Dante, right?
That's my name.
Is he someone that's your type?
He's well dressed. I love his height. You have a nice smile.
Thank you.
I just don't really like dreadheads, but that's it.
It's all good.
But they're really nice though. They're real clean.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I say yeah. She's very, very attractive. Very beautiful. I say I like how she put that red on. You feel me? Okay. So you know.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go back this way because we got one over here.
It's time to grow your business. Time to get customers. Time to make your future now.
Your name and age?
I'm Dejon. I'm 30.
All right, I'm over it. What else I got?
Hello, and welcome to Dating Delusions. I hope everyone's having another fantastic day on today's episode.
And we'll look at dating older guys sucks. Men and women get older. Men are generally going to have more options, best they're fit and attractive. Women of many ages are attracted to older men, and it's a very niche amount of younger guys attracted to older women. You have to secure these men when you're younger, not when you're older. Let's get into it.
If you're in your mid-50s like I am and you're trying your shot again on dating websites, let me just explain to you. Let me tell you a little trick. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Ma'am, there's plenty of ladies who find relationships on the dating apps. There's tons of men on the dating apps. Look.
I mean, yeah, look. Most women can find a man on the dating apps. Even if she hit, even if her dating profile was a complete joke, there's some guy who'll take it. So if a woman can't have success or isn't having success on the dating apps, it's because her standards are too high. Point blank, fucking period.
For relationships, it's because of you and what you're presenting to men. One of the biggest reasons why you can't find the men you want, the bad tattoos, it tells men a lot about you. So again, do what you want, ladies, but if you get all these tattoos and expect these high value super successful men to wifey you up when you look like this, that's one of the main things. She continues.
I've been on them probably for a little over a month now, and I've had some decent conversations with some people. We've exchanged phone numbers. Not one person have I actually spoken to on the phone, but it's been primarily through texting, which I'm not a big fan of.
I just called to say I hate you.
And then it just fizzles and it drops off.
Right. And what they don't understand, again, we've gone over this so much. They're going to have to do the chasing. As they get older, and they don't.
I mean, yeah, nobody's trying to jump through hoops for an old 50-year-old washed-up woman with, you know, fading tattoos and look like she just got off a drug binge. You're going to have to chase. You're going to have to pay for something for somebody. Nothing about your look is appealing. And I mean, and you could get a makeover and make it a lot better. But look, she's looking for help. She's not looking for love. Women aren't looking for love in their 50s. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't like it. Again, you ladies are swiping only the top 10% of men. You could swipe on more men, and those men would possibly see you as...
Well, let me put it like this. Even if she is looking for love, or maybe there are a lot of 50-plus-year-old women looking for love, but at that point, she could never love you. You're sloppy 23rds at that point. She's already been there, done that. She's washed up and washed out. Her loving ability has been fucked out of her a long time ago. She loved her first five husbands or whatever. She can't love no more.
A prize and be into you and chase you around. But you guys want men that don't chase you around. That's the thing. You want men better than you to then chase you around. He's not going to do that. Fit and attractive men in their late 40s, 50s, 60s are going to explore their best options. We're going to see a video discussing this, several videos discussing this today. And that's the issue that they don't like. So you're going to have to chase him. So yes, you're going to have the one who's going to have to go to his house. You're going to go or date men who will like the guys that you guys don't like, the guys that need your resources, the guys that you see as beneath you with the worst job. And that's the,
well, yeah, they don't see men as human. Like, man, listen, if you over a certain age as a woman, you're going to have to start seeing men as human beings or just don't date. If you're still seeing them as paychecks and status symbols, just don't date. You know what I mean? You don't qualify for like the status symbol guy or the provider guy or the tall, handsome guy anymore. You're going to have to see average Joes as humans and figure out how to love another human just for them being another human who's decent. If you're still getting caught up on all the shallow, superficial status shit, just don't try to date. You're not going to be good, any good to a man anyway if you don't know how to love a man just for him as a person. At this age, at this big age, you still don't know how to love somebody for just being them.
And you don't want to date those guys. That's a problem. Again, the swipe statistics tell all the details. She continues.
I shouldn't have to work at a relationship that doesn't exist yet.
Shit. The way they think is just so stupid. She shouldn't have to work at a relationship that's not a relationship yet. Well, how do you think it's going to get to the relationship point? Why would a man find you worthy to get in a relationship with you if you're not doing anything in the dating phase? Especially as a 50-year-old woman who looks like a drug addict. Like, come on. But like I said, they never think their value drops. Even after she didn't smoke crack for 20 years, she still feel like she's that 16-year-old hot cheerleader that deserved the best in her head.
Relationships shouldn't be work either, if you want to be honest. I want someone that can solve, resolve, and evolve.
Yes, solve, resolve, yes, solve her problems. Her car problems, her drug problems. She want a guy to come solve all her problems. Money problems. But didn't I tell you? She looking for help. She not looking for love.
We haven't heard that before. Man, I don't know what you're talking about. You're just going to get what you get. If you can't get men that are turning you on and all the things. Again, ladies.
You're right. A lot of these women would rather live in their car than settle for an average man, even though they're a below average woman. Let me say that again. A below average woman would rather be homeless then settle down with an average man. They can never get off that high horse.
You mix your tingles. You want men to care about all your sexuality and sensuality in your 50s, right? But then he also has to be wealthy.
I'm looking for a sponsor for this live stream. $5, Cash App, Streamlabs, Super Sticker, Super Chat.
Often, especially, or on your financial level, someone better than you. And has to be sophisticated and court you and all these. You're just not going to get, for the majority of you, are not going to get all these things in one man. Continue.
With me. And that should be something that everyone is looking for. Not dating websites where the first thing out of their mouth is, hey, and some derogatory something.
Wait, hey.
So, yeah, is hey derogatory? Or, well, she said hey or something derogatory. Ma'am, you're not worth some poetry or something in the first message. You're not worth a well thought out, intricate first message. Why do you think you're worth that? How do you think worth works? Do you think you're worthy of all this just because you have that hole between your legs? I don't know.
Yeah, boys, you just can't say hey. You just can't say something nice, something like hello. I don't know. And ma'am, if you're matching with men who immediately go to something derogatory, you're completely innocent. You're not doing anything to make a man go to something derogatory right away. There's just absolutely no accountability.
You're goddamn right.
I think it's a great idea. House sitters get somewhere to stay, and we, the house owners, get someone.
Man, she swipe.
All right, let's check out this. Oh, wait, is this the good profile of the day? Let me go back. Because I like showing why she's not a good profile.
27.
Let's go back.
So, thanks again. We continue. On Dating Delusions, we always start with a great profile. It's a great profile of the day.
All right. And I'm going to break down why she's not a great profile for the day. So, 27 on a dating app. She's skinny. She looks attractive from what I can see. There is no good reason for a skinny, attractive woman to have to come on a dating app to find love. Especially in her 20s. I mean, she's hit the mental wall, but she's still in her 20s. So she's still somewhat prime meat. Somewhat. I mean, I know better because I know her brain is fucked up at this point. But to some 45-year-old blue pill guy who, you know, might make six figures or something, he would definitely consider her. So it says, about me. But before I get to that, just seeing her friends and whatever pick that is would turn me off. Because friends are usually going to be cunts to the new guy. So the first thing I would think if I swiped on this is, do I got to get to know these bitches too? But about me. Hello, I'm a proud 27-year-old Latina of Mexican descent. Yes, believe it or not, I'm Latina. Ha ha. I'm looking for... Yeah, real funny. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking for a good man to settle down. Let's stop there. Ma'am, well, what is a good man to you? That's what I want to know. You've had every opportunity in the world since 17 for a decade to settle down. I always said, I haven't said it in a while on my channel. There's no good reason for a woman to be single after 23. Never fucking forget it. Some are worse than others. And you know, once you get to a certain age as a man, let's just say 45, there's certain ages you're not going to fuck with. But just know that if you're a man dating at 45 and you're looking for a woman over 30 to date, know what you're getting yourself into. Know what type of bullshit you're going to have to deal with in the dating market and know what you're willing to deal with and what you're not willing to deal with. But you're dealing with some baggage one way or another. She says, I've been single for 2 years by choice, focusing on my career and traveling. Nah. You couldn't have said worse words together in a sentence. Focusing on my career and traveling. We know you've been getting dicked down by Enrique while you're traveling. We know you've been getting dicked down by Jacques while traveling. And a lot of women use that word career. They got jobs. A lot of these, most women don't have careers. Most people don't have careers. They have jobs. So she probably got a job. I'm in a place where I want a relationship and settle down. She's been wanting a relationship the whole time. But the guy she want a relationship with don't want a relationship with her. So she's 5'6", active, undergraduate degree. She drinks socially, doesn't smoke. Yeah, and liberal. I wonder how liberal is she? Because that could be a problem. If she's a libtard. But yeah, I wouldn't consider this a great profile. Would y'all swipe on her while you're in the chat? Would y'all swipe yes on her on the dating app to take her serious based on what I've read while you're in the chat?
This lady's 27. I had to blot some things out here. She had a picture. This first picture was her family. The ladies, for the men you want anyway, you're competing with women like this. So a dude who's, let's say, 40 years old, right, who hasn't had a family yet, this lady will swipe on those kind of men. She's swiping on older men. So you're going to have to compete for those men you want. And now I'm not saying every guy in his 50s wants to start a family like this lady does. But realize this is your competition. She's fit, attractive, and seems sweet. Says a few things about herself. Hello. Gives her name again. A proud 27-year-old Latina of Mexican descent. Yes, believe it or not, I am Latina. She's saying this because she's blonde. I've been single for 2 years by choice, focusing on my career and travel.
I mean, here's the thing, man. Like, do y'all think if there was no social stigma on a 60-year-old man dating a 22-year-old girl? Well, they've already done the study. Well, according to Think Before You Sleep, I'm probably misinterpreting this. But according to a study that I've seen, men find the same women attractive their whole life. So even 80-year-old men find like 23-year-old women the most attractive. So my question to y'all in the chat is, if there was no social stigma, would all single men who could attract a 23-year-old woman just date a 23-year-old woman? If they had the choice and there was no social stigma.
Traveling, so I mean, she has some level of expectation, but she's also very attractive.
$1 million.
Saying I just like to travel with a guy. Now, I don't necessarily think that that matters. You're going to start a family. I'm in a place where I want a relationship and settle down. Man, that's nice.
Good.
She's not waiting to her 40s to do this. She's not waiting to her late 30s. She's not putting her career first forever. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, yeah, she's in crunch time, though. I mean, she's already passed a mental wall, but look, she got... She need to be really trying to find somebody. But this woman gets hit on everywhere she goes. It's just cringe when they got to come on dating apps. Dating apps are the garbage can of women. And I said this before. If she was kind of chubby or something, you could give it a pass. Like, oh, maybe dudes ain't hollering at her. She kind of chubby. So maybe you could find a diamond in the rough like that, you know, on a dating app. A chubby chick who never got attention from men and just kept her head in the books. You might be able to find a gem like that. But a skinny, attractive woman at 27, still single, talking about I'm ready to settle down after traveling and focusing on my career. Nah, this ain't a good option. I wouldn't advise my 45-year-old successful male friend to fuck with a chick like this based on this, what I'm seeing right here.
So she has some sort of star and then says, okay, I'd like to find a guy. This is a wonderful modern woman. I mean, they say I roast the modern ladies who are just so delusional. I don't think this lady's delusional at all. And she continues. Says, I'm a real nerd about history. Ma'am, you're a very pretty lady. Look at that. Just a nice dress. She's smiling.
I mean, yeah, she's attractive. I mean, I definitely take that for a spin. Definitely take that. Like, yeah, no. This might not even be a real profile. When a chick is this hot on a dating app, I mean, she's not. I would say she's hot. Fuck it. I'd say she's hot. There's no reason. Like, this should be the biggest red flag that she looks like this and has to come on a dating app to find a relationship. Like, what is wrong with you? Something is seriously wrong with you.
Smiling, what a great picture. She had someone take her picture. It's not a selfie. She continues. Her final picture. She is an absolute smoke show.
Good.
And gentlemen, you can say I simp and all these things. And I've had comments about almost every lady. Oh, she's not a smoke. She's not. This lady is very attractive lady.
I would agree. I would agree. I mean, he do sound a little simpy. Let me know. While you're in the chat, if you think he a simp, based on what you've been hearing so far. Is he simping? Is he a simp? Let me know. While you're in the chat. She has like this wholesome look to her too. Why do you have to be here on this app? No.
There are tons of men who would swipe her. Now, whether she would date an average Jew, we don't know that. And I'm sure the profile is several months old. I bet she's already probably off the app in this case. Quickest way to her heart is amazing food. See, and I don't mind this when you're nice and fit. If you say amazing food when you're this,
that's a huge bitch.
It's weird. Ma'am, I love your profile. You get a round of applause. It really is that simple. No big, long list of requirements. No bunch of commas and periods. Fitness is a crucial part of this. The ladies don't understand. Just being fit will get you a certain type of man. And of course, that's not what they do. Let's go, nonsense!
I don't want a man commenting on our butt.
Here's the big secret about women. We want you to flirt with us. We even want you to get sexual with us.
No, no. Don't take dating advice from women. Fucking period. Yes, they want fucking long stick Rick to holler at them and get sexual with them. We know. They want the men who are there, who they're highly, highly attracted to. Not even regular attractiveness. They want men who are drop dead gorgeous to do that. Don't take advice from these bitches, man.
Place 38 says living at your dreams. It's already this.
That's a red flag right there, bruv. That's a red flag right there, bruv.
About me, it's so difficult dating in a town of full of people with zero fashion sense.
Oh my god. Okay, let's go back. It's so difficult dating in a town full of people with zero fashion sense. So she thinks she's better than the people in her town. But she knows she couldn't make it in L.A. and New York. She probably just wouldn't make the cut. You know? She's a New York and L.A. four, I'm sure. So all this bougie shit just wouldn't work if she actually went to the real places that are bougie. But she could act holier than now in a small town. Just being a six. Bars.
Fashion has to do with the character of a man. You can change a man's fashion very easily. What a stupid thing to worry about. How conceited can you be?
She worried about fashion sense at 38. This bitch passed geriatric pregnancy. Got a tramp tattoo on her shoulder blade. It's all wrong. Everything I'm seeing is all wrong.
Please look and smell clean. Ma'am, how could you tell if a man smells clean? Also, just swipe on the men you want. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the apps, don't put these kind of things in your profile.
You're just exposing that you qualify for niggas that don't wash their ass when you gotta say, oh, make sure you smell clean. AKA, I done dealt with multiple dudes who didn't smell clean.
Swipe on the people you want and don't swipe on people you think are stinky. I'm more of the let's hang out type.
Oh, good for you.
I don't know who you're talking to. True chemistry and connection is desired. Man, I have this for you.
Yeah, true chemistry and connection. Even at 38, she's still trying to go after dudes who are nines or tens in looks and over 6 feet. That's what chemistry and connection mean. She's talking about looks. She's talking about you got to be fine. That's what chemistry and connection mean to women like this. She ain't talking about spiritually. She ain't talking about intellectually. She's talking about you having good dick, being tall and handsome. But ma'am, if niggas with good dick who are tall and handsome wanted to get serious with you, you wouldn't be on the damn dating app at 38. So either lower your standards or stop dating.
It's not just a one-sided thing. Starting with number one, the flirting feels natural. It's like
the reason I roast them for chemistry is that they mean their chemistry. They don't mean the man's chemistry. Okay, if ma'am, if you'd swipe on men who saw you as something hot to try, there are men who certainly are into your look, they would have the chemistry. You're saying, I want chemistry. I want someone I'm super, have tons of chemistry with, who has great style. She's putting it right here. Sharp dresser, I'm assuming has...
Yeah, look, man. Attractive women who still got to make date and TikTok are just dog shit, man. They're only good for fucking... She wouldn't be a good companion to anybody. A rich man, a broke man, any man. By the time they're 30 plus on TikTok giving dating advice, dating tips with fake lips, she's dog shit. Simple as that. I'm about to get off here. What y'all up to tonight, man? What everybody about to do? If I end this live, everybody let me know what y'all about to do after this live end. Y'all going to bed? What time is it where y'all at? Like, let me know something. What y'all about to get into? So I'm about to go to sleep. I'm tired. It ain't even that late. It's 9:32. Well, it is past my bedtime. I ain't get no donations, so I ain't staying on. I hope y'all enjoyed, though. Hope y'all enjoyed this live stream. Sleepy though. About to get me a snack, cuddle up, and go to sleep. What's today? Today, Thursday. I don't know if I'm going live tomorrow. Maybe, maybe not. What up, Mystic? What up, DDT? What up, Neo? What up, Montag? What up, J-Bug? What up, Jesse? What up, Knight? What up, ETS? What up, Neo? What up, Alienated, if you're still here? What up, Zachariah? What up, Steve M? What up, Stuart? I'm just lingering. I know I said I was getting off here, but I'm lingering. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I want to talk about real quick? Nothing I can think of. Join the membership. Links below. Follow me on the alternate platform, Rumble, Discord, Twitter. But yeah, join the membership. $9.99 a month. It's probably less than what you spend on something in your life. The cost of a coffee, your coffee for the week. Yeah, I'm putting this live stream behind the membership wall here in a minute after I end the live. I don't know what else to tell y'all, man, but God bless. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today. RB Sensei, out.